Good morning. This is KWSO News. If you haven't yet stepped outside, just be warned that there is snow on the ground here in Warm Springs. Overnight snow and current snowfall is delaying the opening of offices of the tribes and IHS this morning until 10 a.m. The snowfall is predicted to continue most of the morning. National Park Service Director Chuck Sam says he and other federal officials are committed to boosting the role Native American tribes can play in managing public lands. He said Tuesday during a congressional hearing that part of the effort includes integrating indigenous knowledge into management plans and recognizing that federal lands once belonged to the tribes. Tribal officials from New Mexico, Colorado, and Pacific Northwest testified about the importance of including Native American voices when weighing decisions that could impact cultural sites, water supplies, and forest health. Sam said his agency has several dozen cooperative agreements in place with tribes now, and he expects that number to grow. The first grant from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law for funding in the Klamath Basin was announced on Monday. $15 million will be awarded for projects to improve river, riparian, lake, and wetland habitats. A congressional hearing was held on Tuesday about conditions in the drought-stricken Klamath Basin. California Congressman Jared Huffman said he hopes to find durable solutions with the unprecedented infrastructure funding.
It is time to find a path forward that breaks the status quo of litigation, risk, and uncertainty over water that plagues all sides year after year.
The initial grant funds will be awarded by late summer, according to the Fish and Wildlife Service. A total of $162 million was allocated in the federal infrastructure law over the next 5 years. Police say a Portland teenager died on Sunday and another died Monday after both took pills laced with fentanyl. Oregon Public Broadcasting reports fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that can be up to 100 times more potent than morphine. A small amount can be fatal. Initial investigation by Portland police showed both teens had blue pills in their possession known as M30s, which they may have thought were OxyContin or Xanax. The Portland Police Bureau said they released the preliminary information to try to prevent another overdose as they try to track down the source of the pills. A legislative package passed on Friday's final day of the 2022 Oregon legislature includes $8 million to Neighbor Impact in support of child care providers throughout Central Oregon and the state. As reported by KTVZ, these funds will enable the program to expand its services aimed at increasing supply of available child care, including providing funding to existing child care providers for renovations and supplies to expand capacity in their current facilities, recruiting and training new child care providers that want to open a child care business, and offering grants to cover operating expenses, supplies, permitting fees, and other materials that support opening or expansion. Aspiring in-home and center-based child care providers will have the opportunity to receive training through a partnership with Central Oregon Community College's Small Business Development Center. The application process and qualification criteria for providers interested in participating in the program will be developed by a group of community partners. Efforts supported by these funds will create up to 1,700 new child care slots in Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson counties and the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. Russian oil could still be making its way to the Northwest for several more weeks. That's despite a ban on Russian oil and gas imports imposed by President Joe Biden on Tuesday. KUOW's John Ryan reports from Seattle.
Oil in Washington mostly comes from here in North America, but the Marathon refinery in Anacortes imported about 9 million barrels of Russian oil last year. That was about a fifth of all the crude oil it took in. The refinery was still getting Russian oil in mid-February, but that supply will dry up once any tankers still crossing the Pacific have delivered their goods. A Marathon spokesperson declined to be interviewed, but the Trade Association for Refineries in Washington says the industry supports Biden's ban. Democrats, including Washington Senator Patty Murray, warned the oil industry not to exploit this situation.
This is no time to be profiting off a crisis or the sacrifice of the American people.
A spokesperson for the Western States Petroleum Association says the current spike in gas prices is a matter of supply and demand in a global market, not price gouging. John Ryan, KUOW News.
This past Saturday, the Madras High School band was in Ridgeview for competition to make it to state and swept. First place wins in three categories, with every eligible Madras performer earning state qualifying scores, a first for Madras. In the clarinet category, senior Brooke Delamater took first place and is an automatic state qualifier. In the high saxophone category, junior Olivia Johnson took first place and is an automatic state qualifier, while junior Jose Monroy placed third and is a second alternate to state. In the horn category, junior Amanda Plant took first place and is an automatic state qualifier. The Madras clarinet trio of senior Cadence Miller, junior David Urena, and junior Vanessa Young competed in the small woodwind ensemble category and took third place. They will be a second alternate to state. Congratulations to the Madras High School band students in their competition. That's a look at KWSO News. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.